Hey, you're about to listen to our Afterwards podcast. Now, this is a special edition of Afterwards for a couple of reasons. One, this is on our normal John Jay and Rich On Demand channel where you think you're going to hear a normal show, and this is on our Afterwards channel, which, by the way, if you wouldn't mind subscribing to our Afterwards channel, because this is a behind-the-scenes stuff you don't normally hear on the normal show. So today's Afterwards podcast is my son Dutch. Him and his buddy Gavin, they do their own podcast. It's the Dutch and Gavin The Dutch and Gavin podcast. And let me just tell you some of the stuff they go through. You're going to hear them call Dutch's mom in the middle of a dog rescue. That's some of the stuff they get into music. They get into sports. They get into what they did over summer break. They get into COVID. They get into a lot of stuff, a lot of that stuff that I really think is a very interesting podcast. So please enjoy the Dutch and Gavin podcast afterwards.
It's the show after the show. About the show. John Jay and Rich present Afterwards.
Let me see this.
Like right now, check 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. This is the pilot episode of Dutch and Gavin podcast. Dutch, 14 years old. Gavin, how old are you?
13.
13. Okay, now make sure you guys see. Look how close I am to the microphone.
Gavin's a pretty young boy.
You can move the microphone. You can move it. Does it go down?
Yes. I think
you can. Okay, you can.
Gavin is a youngling, and I am Anakin Skywalker.
All right, so go ahead. You wrote down no weird noises. You can make weird noises if you want, but now I'm going to be the producer of this podcast.
You are the producer.
But what that means is, but I am going to sit back and let you guys do your own podcast. So you guys talk about, like, why don't you talk about?
Let's talk about ourselves right now and describe ourselves. My name is Dutch. I'm 14 years old, and I love to play basketball and to play NBA 2K20. It's very fun. Gavin?
Okay. My name is Gavin. I'm 13. My name is Gavin. I'm 13, and I like to swim and play Apex.
Apex Legends. That game's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So our first topic will be 2K20. It's a pretty fun game. I'm okay at it. It's kind of hard. Yeah, Gavin's 71 overall. I'm 95 because I'm just insane at the game.
I might be 74 now, though.
74?
Yeah.
Nice. But the one thing that I think is hard about it is greening everything. I'm not good at that.
I've greened like 5 shots in my whole lifetime.
Yeah, Gavin just started playing. It's a very difficult situation, me playing with him, because I have to play with him.
But I have to carry.
Yeah, Gavin does carry me. But, yeah. Do you watch any YouTubers that you like? No? No 2K YouTubers? Well, my favorite 2K YouTubers is, I have like 2 YouTubers that I watch. I watch LuckDF. He's actually really good and really funny. And then I watch DoubleHDF. Pretty funny guys too.
So they're the same thing? Like HDF?
Yeah, they're in like the same clan. It's kind of weird.
It is.
Yeah, it's very weird. It is. Okay, what other topics do you want to discuss? Summer break!
Yes.
What did you do this summer?
Well, my favorite thing I did this summer was go to Newport.
Yeah.
Yeah. The waves were big. But, like, one thing that happened, they said the biggest waves in 20 years. So we went and looked at them, even though the beaches were closed for, like, because of coronavirus. It was the 4th of July. And so we went there, and it was a huge letdown. It wasn't that big. It was, like, the same amount as all the other days.
Yeah, well, we haven't gone to the beach yet. We will be going there in, like, a couple days, so I'm very excited for that. But I've been going to Pine Top, and, yeah, I've had a lot of fun in Pine Top, and then I've just been hanging out at home with my family. Okay,
Nope.
What?
Nothing.
You can... The thing about a podcast is if you're like, well, what do you want to talk about now? You can just switch gears. Like, you're doing a great job. You're talking about NBA 2K. You're talking about your summer.
Oh, let's
talk about school. You got school starting. I mean, what are your classes? What are you talking about? I mean, what do you think?
I don't know my classes yet.
Are the classes
have
out?
We gotten them yet?
And Gavin, you got to make sure you get right in there. Make sure, so you can you hear yourself okay?
Yeah.
Like, are your headphone levels okay?
Yeah.
In the mic.
Yeah, okay.
I am.
Okay, well, school this year, we haven't gotten our schedules yet, but
are you sure? I mean, I have the app, like, right here.
Check it. See if you've got your schedule. But so far, what I've heard is that we will be, like, at home till September, which hopefully...
Day before my birthday?
Yeah.
Or day after we start.
It's like 5 days before my dad's birthday also. I mean, no, 5 days after. My man.
My man.
Yep. My and, man. Yeah, I just hope we can go back for at least a couple months. Not like, I'm fine. I kind of like online. No what? Cap. No cap.
Well, it's easy. Because I had a bunch of crap.
Well, that's because you're in the smart classes.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Me and Gavin this year will be in the same classes, finally.
Where do you even check for, like...
Go to your grades.
Yeah, it's not there.
Dang it! So I think we get our schedules in, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah, probably.
Most likely. But let's talk about the NBA. Did you know they're coming back in, like...
Yeah,
Is tomorrow the 30th?
I don't know.
Comes back soon, in, like, tomorrow, a day or two. I think. I don't know, but...
There's, like, some NBA games on, but...
Yeah, they have the scrimmages going on, and Bull Bull is the greatest player of all time. 7'3", can shoot.
Slasher.
He is a goat. He's a slasher.
Slasher goat.
And J.R. Smith is actually playing with LeBron again. Pretty interesting, because last time they played together, that's when the finals happened, and he forgot the time.
Yeah. Took it out, and LeBron was like,
give me the ball!
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the MLB games? Neither
not
have
much
I.
I mean, baseball's like, just, it's kind of too long.
Yeah, it's a long game, but it's not a big deal. It's
well, I went to...
Interesting.
I think it was like 6 or 5 years ago, I went to a baseball game with me, Drew, and my grandpa.
Okay.
We got like front row seats right behind the batter. We recorded the game, so when we went home, we could watch it. And during the game, me and Drew had a peanut fight. Like, we'd grab, because we had a bunch of peanuts, so we'd grab it and, like, smash it on each other's head. And so, like, the whole game, you could just see two boys just, like, throwing and smashing peanuts on each other.
What else? What other sports stuff is going on?
Well, that's good that you talk about sport. That's big. People want to talk about the NBA. That's really
yes,
big, right?
Yes, man.
Right?
My man.
Right, my man?
You already know.
So is there a special team that you're going for?
I want the Bucks to win it all.
Yes.
Giannis is just so much of a beast. He's
I
just
like the Bucks. I mean, even before Giannis.
Oh, even before Giannis.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't no scrub.
Why'd you like it before Giannis?
Well, so my family is from, like, the Milwaukee area, so I just, like, always liked them. And then they started, you know, doing a little good, so paid more attention to them. And then Giannis came, and now
Giannis is just
team.
Such a beast.
Is Dutch a scrub because he likes him now because Giannis? Did you like didn't like him before?
I haven't liked them before, but Giannis is just such a great player, and he, I don't know, he's just insane. And he is so, like, built for playing basketball. He's so long, and he's so tall. Yeah. And he's fast.
I know, which is crazy.
Yeah.
He's that tall and still very fast.
Yeah.
What do you think? You get back to baseball? Because I heard like 80 players tested positive with coronavirus.
I think it was on the Marlins. I don't know.
Look at you knowing all your sports.
Yeah, I saw it when I was working out with Freddie today. I always just look at the TV.
Oh, that's how you get your sports, huh?
Yeah. And did you hear about Lou Williams?
Yeah. He
went to a man's club with Jack Harlow.
And a now man's club?
Play. Yeah.
What's that?
I think that's it.
What is that?
Isn't that a club?
What do you mean?
Strip club?
Hello.
Yeah. And he snuck out of the bubble, and now he cannot play for like the first three games. He's a bum.
Yeah.
But he's not a big part of the team.
Mm.
I mean, he is, but he's a bum.
Mm-hmm.
But what else is happening in sports?
NFL?
Oh, like, a bunch of guys in the Patriots opt out of playing this year.
Really?
They're like linebacker Dante Hightower. He isn't playing this year.
He's good.
I know, he's good.
Madden.
Gavin's favorite player in Madden is Derek Carr.
Oh, gosh, don't even get me started.
Why?
So, in Madden 20, me and Dutch would run Mutt Draft, which is like, you get like a whole list of players to choose from, and then you choose run from that and create your own team and then like play a game. I made the mistake of drafting Derek Carr. Fumbles, couldn't run. He was as slow as a dog, and it was just,
he Let's just say I beat Gavin 47-0.
No.
Yes.
It might be because I'm insane, but not a big deal.
It'd be a wide open throw and just like it would go out of bounds. Know where he was aiming.
What Madden are we at right now?
Madden 20.
You're on Madden 20 now?
Yeah, but we don't really play it anymore. We used to play it.
Are you guys doing fantasy this year?
Last time I did fantasy, it was like the year when Le'Veon Bell went off, and I had him on my team, but like I feel like the first week he was hurt, so I took him out, and then I forgot my password, so he was out for like the entire season, and I didn't know how to put him in because I didn't know my password, and he was like going off the entire season. Mm. Kemp remembers that. It was insane.
Brock, so we do a like family fantasy football, and Juju Smith-Schuster just came out of USC, went to the NFL. Brock saw him, took him first pick for the NFL, for the draft, and he popped off that year. It was his first year, rookie year, and he did so good.
Brock is one lucky man.
I know.
Is he President Barack Obama?
He's Gavin's little brother. Mm. He's, how old is he?
9.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about your personal lives?
What's
been going on in your personal lives? Like, Dutch got a new phone for his birthday. Did he tell you?
Oh, yeah. I got a new phone for my birthday, and I also got a humongous giant box filled with the new Takis.
I saw that.
The barbecue and the cheese ones. They're pretty good.
They are? I thought you didn't like them.
The barbecue ones are okay. I'm not a big cheese fan.
Oh, you're not?
Really?
But he likes them.
Oh, you like them?
I haven't tried the cheese, but...
Why don't you give him like 47 boxes?
I know. 47 bags. Give him like 47 bags.
I had like half the barbecue yesterday, and then I put them on my nightstand because I didn't want to run out to the kitchen. And then I wake up and look, and my brother ate them all that night, Drew. And he has a whole like blue mouth because it's color-changing, blue hands. And he's like, what did I eat? And I didn't tell him.
Are you on TikTok, Gavin?
I'm on TikTok, but there's not that much going on.
Yeah.
What about music? What do you listen to? You guys listen to the new Logic yet?
I've listened to it. It's okay.
Which is okay?
I like Pop Smoke, though. His new album is very good.
Yeah. What's your favorite track?
Aim for the Moon.
Who's on that one? Who's his feature?
Quavo.
Oh, yeah?
It's very good. And Woo. It's with 50 Cent, Pop Smoke.
I like that one a lot. That one's sick.
That one is good.
Yeah.
And then I've also been listening to the new Kid Laroi.
I don't know who he is.
Is that the one?
He's like 16. Really good rapper.
Oh, really?
Addison Rae.
Yeah, he made that song.
Oh, he did the Addison Rae? Oh, man. I love Addison Rae. She's my favorite.
Dad is a dancer.
I know. She's on TikTok. She's dating a guy I know.
Is
Bryce something?
You know him?
He follows me on Instagram, so I followed him back. Hall. Yeah, Bryce Hall.
Oh, he's a goat.
What's the kid's name? Kid Laroi?
Yeah.
How do you spell his name?
Kid Laroi. I follow Bryce Hall. He's kind of a beast.
Yeah.
I also watch him on YouTube. He's pretty funny.
Really?
What song from Kid Laroi do you like?
Go with Juice WRLD.
Oh, look at that. I got hooked up to my phone.
Okay, go, go, go. She already talking like she know.
Wow, you know the words. Hey, you want to call some?
The one's like so sick. I can't remember what the first one is, but the so sick one is good.
You know what you can do here? Watch this.
I'm going to call.
You want to call? I got Kemp. It's called Kemp. A crank call Kemp. Let's see. Do like what he knows is me, so you got to be like.
What's up, Deb?
Hey, boy, you're on the Dutch and Gavin podcast.
Why is that?
How are you, Kemp?
I literally saw you like 20 seconds ago.
I know. Are you playing 2K? The game that you
are
not good at?
The game that Gavin is better than you at?
Yes.
That is, you literally sold me the game before we were on.
I strongly disagree.
You did what to the game before you were on?
Dutch sold.
He missed the game winner. Bag.
What are you doing? How come you sound weird? Are you not on the phone or are you on speakerphone?
He's on speakerphone.
I'm on speakerphone.
Because he's playing a game.
Why don't you get off speaker?
I'm on the phone now.
It sounds a lot better when you're on the phone.
Yeah.
These guys were talking smack about Madden, about when Dutch Dutch lost.
I beat Gavin by like 40 because he had Derek Carr.
Do you remember that?
Ken probably wasn't awake because Ken goes to sleep at like 7.
No, because something about Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yeah, about Le'Veon Bell, and I had him on my fantasy team, and I never played him because I forgot my password.
You forgot his password to be tested.
You're back on speakerphone, aren't you? You put him back on speakerphone, didn't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not back on.
Well, then you're not talking into the phone.
Listen, you're our first guest on the Dutch and Gavin podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could focus a little bit.
I am talking straight into the phone.
Oh. It doesn't sound like it.
Do you like Kid Leroy?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your brother Jake around there? Can you send Jake into the podcast room?
He is. Jake.
Send him into the podcast room. He'll be our first in-studio guest.
Go into the podcast room.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, why? You're the one that was asking about being on the podcast.
Get Jake in here.
No, go. Now.
Oh, they need you.
Tell Jake to get off GTA.
Dude, go now, dude, please.
I don't care.
Kemp, Kemp doesn't want to talk to us. He just wants to get back to NBA 2K.
Yeah, Kemp's addicted.
All right. Kev, you take care. Really good talking to you. I hope you have a good season this year.
Don't you play 2K like 12 hours a day?
I don't agree with
you're
that.
You're not even good.
I don't agree with that.
You're not good?
I am good. I'm better than Kev.
No, Dad. Dad, he's not good.
Kemp's only a
Kemp's just
built.
Saying that because I'm better than him.
All right, Jake Van Ness, step in. All right, Kemp, we'll talk to you later. Jake, our first interview guest. Jake, hold on. Let me turn on your microphone. Go ahead, step in the microphone.
I just drove here.
Oh, you did?
I got here like 2 minutes.
Jake, welcome to the Dutch and Gavin podcast.
So Jake, what did you do at work today?
Well, we took pictures of a car. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We cleaned a car, did all this other stuff, yeah.
They're going to interview you, okay? They're working on the interview skills,
yes,
so go ahead.
We're interviewing you.
You'd be like in the Dutch and Gavin podcast, our special guest, Jake
Van
Ness.
Welcome to the Dutch and Gavin podcast. We have our special guest, Jake Van Ness. Yep. He is my brother. Yeah. He is 17? And he works on cars. Pretty cool. So, what is your favorite food, Jake?
Pizza.
Why is that?
Because Italian food has been one of my favorite, genres of food.
Yes.
So you also like pasta?
Yeah. Pasta. That's literally
pretty good.
The good
It is pretty
stuff.
Good. Since you work on cars, what is your favorite car also?
My favorite car is probably the Dodge Challenger.
Don't you own that car?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What, you know how you, like, decked out your car? What things have you done to deck it out?
Well, I put a different exhaust on it. I covered the chrome fuel cap with a carbon fiber one.
That's pretty cool.
To make it stand out. Yeah.
Car talk.
What's the coolest car you've ever worked on?
Coolest car I've ever worked on. We worked on a lot of cool cars, but I gotta say, probably the Aston Martin that we had a while back is pretty sick.
That is a pretty cool car. Pretty cool car.
What's the coolest car you ever driven?
Driveth.
Donuts.
What?
Well, I haven't really driven any cars.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I know.
You drove that Lambo?
Yeah, you drove a Lambo.
I had a Lamborghini, but that wasn't from work.
You still drove
it. Okay, you still drove it.
I still drove that car, yeah.
That's sick.
Did you drive that Porsche, too? Oh, my God. What about that Porsche and that trash?
Yeah, stick. I can't drive stick. Oh, if anyone's out there listening, I cannot drive a stick. So if
you want to learn really bad, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I need to.
It is hard to find. I used to have remember that black Jeep I had? That was a stick. I should have kept it.
I'm actually a professional driver. I'm actually very good at driving the golf cart.
Mm.
Yes.
In video games.
Yes, and in video
GTA,
games.
GTA, you know. All the rules.
Yep. I can do whatever I want in GTA.
Any more questions for your guest? If you don't, you say thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming, Jake. We'll see you next time.
Jake Van
on the next episode
all right.
The Dutch and Gavin podcast.
Pleasure being here.
We got to do a car podcast, dude. You want to do host a car podcast?
Car podcast?
Not really. Thank you, Jake. You want to call your Aunt Uva and interview your Aunt Uva?
No, let's call Mason.
Mason?
Mason the goat.
Yeah. Goat Mason.
I'm going to call your Aunt Uva. I don't have Mason's number.
Aunt Alvia.
Call your aunt.
Call Mahana.
So when she answers it, you explain what's going on. I'm not doing it. Just you.
What if she doesn't answer?
She'll answer.
No, she won't. Calling it.
She will.
$5.
$5?
Jake on it.
Wait till she answers.
No, why would we wait till the answer to shake on it? She's not answering.
You made the bet too late.
You made the bet too late. Wait a minute. Reverse card.
Your call has been forwarded.
Seems as if I just outplayed you.
Want to call Justin Bieber?
Call mom.
I want to call mom?
Yeah. She's probably upstairs doing like.
Mom never answers the phone. I have a better chance.
She never answers her phone.
I have a better chance of having.
Have a better chance of Justin Bieber.
Hi.
She answered.
Go ahead, explain.
Hello, Hi. Mom. You will be our second guest on the Dutch and Gavin podcast. Okay. Welcome. So, we'll be asking you questions right now.
Okay. I just found a dog.
Oh,
oh my God. Where are you? Where'd you find a dog?
I just went to walk Charlie, and this nice gal found a dog. Gosh. And so, can I deal with that for a couple minutes, and then I will call you back?
Go deal with
the
dog.
What kind of dog?
Oh, yeah, I can't believe you found a dog on a walk. All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, good luck. Bye. Jeez, mom's like a magnet.
That
for dogs.
Is mom, everybody. She every single walk she goes on, she finds a dog.
That is unbelievable.
Just found a dog. Last time she went on a walk with Charlie, the last time I remember she went on a walk with Charlie, she found that one pit bull down the street. The black one.
Did we keep it?
I don't know if we kept it. I think we gave it to somebody. I don't know. It was in the our neighbor's yard. What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll call Mason. You're calling my nephew.
Why do you have Mason Alexander? He's going to answer.
Then you explain to him what's going on. Because he thinks it's me calling. It's my nephew. Dutch's cousin.
One bet he's not going to answer.
Trick.
Oh, clean.
That was a clean. He pulled my finger.
Okay, fine. God, nobody's answering. I mean, what if they're like eating dinner? When does Uncle Mike get home?
So rude, they're not answering.
They are rude. Watch, I'm going to call you back when you're like asleep.
I get OCD where I'll sit there. And your aunt will tell you I will call her 1,000 times until she answers the phone. And she will like text me.
I'm surprised Mason wasn't pooping and watching The Office. Who are you calling now?
I'm calling your aunt again. Watch. She'll pick up frustrated.
What do you want?
Yeah, I'll just keep calling her and calling her. Sometimes when I'm bored, she doesn't answer. I'll call her over and over and over again. And she'll call me later. She'll be like, you called me 57 times. What's wrong with you?
Jeez.
She's coming back to your phone and 57 new messages.
She'll think something's wrong, something happened. Let's see. I mean,
your call has been.
Nice. Let's see. Who else should we call? Call Kemp again. I need to call her again. How long have you been calling her 57 times? Ever since you got a phone?
I've done this my entire life with her.
Didn't you get like a speaker and put it under her bed and played like
a tape recorder?
What'd you say?
I took a tape recorder and I let the tape play for about 5 minutes of silence. And then I went, Avi, wake up. Avi, wake up, wake up. Avi, wake up, wake up. And I, wake up, wake up. And I did that for like 10 minutes. I kept saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. Then I hit rewind and I pressed play and I turned it up as loud as I could and I put it under her bed. And then I went into the kitchen where I was hanging out watching TV in the living room. My mom was making breakfast. And all of a sudden my sister's screaming, Mom, tell John Jay to leave me alone. And my mom looks over at me and I'm just chilling out watching TV. And I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about, Mom. And then my mom's like, what? And she's like, and then my sister, Mom, tell John Jay to leave me alone. Now I'm in the kitchen with my mom, right, eating the food she's making. And then my mom, like, and looking at me, and I'm like, I told you she's crazy, Mom. And then my sister comes in with a tape recorder. And she's like, free, man. That's crazy. Funny. I'll call her one more time. What's she having there?
Fourth time's the charm. Not third time.
And then we'll wrap up the podcast. 23-minute podcast, not bad. Should I post this podcast?
Do it.
Nothing. We didn't say anything bad, did we?
No.
Except talking bad on Derek Carr.
I mean,
nobody cares. No cap. Should we bring our special guest Joey Van Ness to talk some politics?
Wrap it up.
So, in this podcast, you interviewed your brother. You guys talked about school. You talked about basketball. You talked about football. You talked about Major League Baseball. You talked a little bit about COVID because of the
your call
2K.
Has been forwarded.
You interviewed both your brothers.
we called an UVA 40 times.
Uh-huh. So now what you do is your next podcast, you do a podcast a week. So now you make some notes. You guys did really well. You talked to you clearly. Now you make some notes about what you want to talk about next week. You can be like, okay, how are we handling the pandemic? What else is going on in the world? Sports? Because by the time next week, there'll be more basketball. Yeah. You guys can talk about stuff, right?
Because the season starts.
Yeah, let me see. Now, let me see. Get some intro music.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching.
Thank you. No, start over. This is, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Hold on. Oh, mom.
Ready? Hold on. Oh, let's see what happened. They got the dog. Dutch and Gavin podcast. Can I help you? Oh, what happened?
She's not connected.
Wait, hold on a second. Why aren't you? Hold on. I can't hear you. Oh, what a bummer. Hold on, Blake. Let me call you back. I just hung up on her. I hope it wasn't important. Let's see. Hold on. Oh, no. Hold on. Why wouldn't it go?
What it's rigged. Do? 100%, 50%, not just 100%.
So, okay,
she can hear. She can only hear the music. Picks up like.
What's this
she
do?
Hears like the scary music.
This
what is going on?
Oh, hold on. Hold on a second.
Oh, next we need to do our next one on Friday, because we leave.
For oh, yeah, that's right.
So we'll just pre-record it.
Yeah.
Let me see if our special guest Joey is in here.
Crap.
No, he is not.
Why is it coming through the phone now?
I guess you're going to have to put it next to
you. That sucks.
No, she's not answering. She's not answering.
Dang it.
Okay, time to wrap up the Dutch and Gavin podcast.
All right, sounds good. Ready?
Thank you guys for listening to the Dutch and Gavin podcast.
Oh yeah, thank you.
We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye, soldiers.
Stay strong.